Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. I'm Allison Klein. I'm delighted to be joined today by Peter Schrady, Senior Vice President and General Manager of ProLiant Servers at HPE, and Randy Meyer, Vice President and General Manager of Mission Critical Systems at HPE. Welcome, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
So it's an exciting day for both of our companies. Intel came out with the new Xeon processor E7 V4, which is always an exciting day for Intel, but it represents the delivery of so much more with partners like HPE. Peter or Randy, whoever wants to go first, why don't you give us a background on HPE's engagement in the data center and where these new solutions featuring the E7 processor fit within your broader vision?
Well, let me talk for a minute, this is Randy, about the overall viewpoint that we have in the compute side of the equation. And one of the things I think is important to understand from an HPE perspective, we view compute as having a whole series of workloads that are really what people are trying to get at. And it may be a mission-critical transaction processing system. It may be running the best virtualization capability you have across a massive data center that's there. It may be a high-performance computing workload. If you think about somebody doing weather forecasting or fluid dynamics, looking for oil and gas, all those sorts of things. And one of the exciting things for us in working with Intel is we're able to take advantage of the new chip technologies that come out and then put them into servers that are tuned for those workloads. So whether it's high-end analytics, transaction processing, virtualization, collaboration, high-performance computing, the more capability we can get on the processing side, on the I/O side, on the memory side, that lets us go tune the server then for the workload that lets the customer really realize the benefits that's there.
Now, I know that the new Integrity line has some new products. So can you tell us what you've delivered to market?
So in my high-end mission critical space, really our flagship product there is called Superdome X. And it is large-scale, 16-socket, up to 24 terabytes of memory space, massive I/O capability. This is designed for somebody who's doing two different things, one of which is you're putting lots and lots of capability for in-memory database. So think about in-memory database applications. SAP HANA is a good example of that, where you're dealing with these big scale-up environments that are there. And now with the new Xeon chip, we can do things like get to 384 cores of processing power against that massive memory space. It's also got a tremendous amount of RAS features in it, reliability, availability, and serviceability, that allow us to make it easier for customers who might be coming off of a Unix workload, for example, into the Linux environment to say, I can get a lot of the availability characteristics, the reliability characteristics that I'm used to in the Unix world, and I can now do that in Linux. So we've done things in the firmware environment, we've done things in recoverability, leveraging the features that Intel's put into the Xeon environment, and then made that available so that customers, when they move these large-scale database applications, can really take advantage of that, and they can get higher degrees of availability for those applications as they move into the Linux or Windows world with those. So that's really the flagship product, right? Superdome X, 16-socket, massive memory capability, fully partitionable with logical partitions. In fact, hard partitions that give people electrical isolation, huge flexibility. And then if you take one step down from that, we've got the MC990X. That's an 8-socket server that's really designed for that sweet spot, 8-socket, 2, 3, 4 terabytes of main memory, where you're saying, okay, I want to put a HANA analytics database in there. And the cool part about this is, again, not only do we get the core scale up with the new Xeon chips, but we also get the ability to go to 12 terabytes of main memory there. So lots more flexibility for customers. So in that 8-socket and then 16-socket space, we're going to get a lot of benefit. And I'll let Peter talk about what's happening in the kind of 4-socket space, because that's also a huge opportunity for us.
Thanks, Randy. Bridging that gap between our 2-socket workhorse, the DL380 product, and then Randy's mission-critical product, you know, up to 384 cores, we've got the DL580, a 4-socket, 96-core product, essentially has the same characteristics and the same objectives, just at a smaller scale and potentially smaller economics as well. So ideally suited for business processing, ERP, CRM, critical databases where we've got compute-intense workloads, as well as decisions for data analytics and potentially consolidation if you're trying to consolidate space and or compute and virtualization or other applications. But really, it's that gap filler between Randy's really big, heavy iron and the small two-socket ProLiant.
And it works really well for customers because it gives them lots of choice. And when you look across their data center, they might have some workloads that really need the massive memory capability we can bring with Superdome X. And then they've got a lot of other databases that they're saying, you know, I can save a boatload of money by moving those from a Unix environment on AIX, for example, and moving those into a Xeon-based Linux environment and go to a place where you say, I can run those databases and four sockets, huge scalability these days in terms of that. So we're seeing a real groundswell of people saying, I can save money, and across the board, I get flexibility by having, whether it's 4, 8, 16 sockets, lots of capability to tune that workload to the offering we can bring.
Rarely do we have people that roll out entire data warehouses of these products. You know, these products are targeted for specific workloads and are usually in addition to the traditional infrastructure that a customer would have. But these products and our philosophy that Randy touched on at the beginning are really made to target specific workloads so that you've got the right, our customers have the right compute for the right workload at the right cost at the right time.
You know, this is a big day because you brought these solutions to market, and that's awesome. But I know that a lot goes into bringing a platform out, and I know that you've probably already shared some early systems with customers. What has their response been?
So we've had just tremendous response from this. One of our largest customers, a big worldwide manufacturer, deploys their entire SAP HANA infrastructure on us. And they've been asking for more cores, more memory, more capability. They're just absolutely excited about the fact that we can, whether it's for their suite on HANA or whether it's for their analytics side of HANA, really take advantage of this. But it's not always just the biggest people either. So a great example of a customer is Maglite, the guys that make flashlights, right? They moved their whole ERP implementation from an old IBM AS400 onto a Windows-based environment, and then they collapsed their transaction processing, their enterprise resource planning, along with all of their other Windows collaboration applications, everything from Exchange to the other things that they use, and just got tremendous benefit. They did it quickly. They love the reliability of doing that on Superdome X, and amazing thing was they got 45% higher performance, and they dropped their software licensing costs by 20% essentially immediately, and they're doing it with better uptime than they were getting in their AS400 environment. So just win-win-win all the way around.
We actually just received today notification from Acumen Corporation, which is a leader in enterprise-grade data analytics infrastructure software, that running a ProLiant DL580, which I've been talking about, our Gen 9 server with the new Intel Xeon E7 B4 processors, just doubled the previous top result for non-clustered environments that they've ever seen. And we've got some early indication that we will be setting some world records for performance with this platform. And we've already set 7 records within Intel's testing environment for specific workloads as well. So an incredible performance generation over generation for this product base. So we're real excited, and I know our customers are going to be as well.
The collaboration with HPE and Intel goes back decades. Can you comment a little bit about what it's like to work across the companies in delivering as mission-critical and high-end as these platforms are? The collaboration has got to be pretty intense to make this launch a great success, and would love to hear some more about that.
Well, certainly from my perspective, when you start talking about these absolutely critical systems to people, whatever the size of them are, it goes well beyond just building a product. People want to know that it's going to work for their workload and that you've done the work that it takes to package it in a way that you can unleash the performance. But as you go pushing the boundaries, you're running these maximum core counts, you're running huge amounts of memory, you're running lots of I/O to go drive different kinds of applications. They want to know that from an engineering perspective, we've done the collaboration with Intel and with everybody else that you have to work with to make a system-level capability work for the customers. So the engineers in my lab have been constantly working with their counterparts at Intel, looking at firmware, looking at saying, okay, what can we do to hide some faults from the operating system so that we can have greater levels of resilience? Working at the low levels of integration to say, what's in the chip? What can we take advantage of? Help us understand how we can engineer higher level function on top of the chip capability. And it's a symbiotic process, right, where when we find something, we might make a suggestion back into Intel that comes in this generation or follow-on generation. So the collaboration is absolutely, it's not a vendor relationship. It's a partnership in terms of how do you take the chip know-how and the chip capability and engineer that into systems that customers ultimately can use to run the most important things in their businesses.
So I'll follow on to that a little bit. You know, and echo Randy's sentiments. My team works closely with Randy's team together with Intel, really fine-tune our products and the Intel processor power so that we can achieve as much performance out of these processors as possible and deliver the world record performance I was just discussing. As we come closer to launch and then go through launch and go to market together, it really is truly a collaboration of the two teams. We go to market hand in hand, not only in terms of marketing, but also promotions, support, and then continued support throughout the life cycle of the product. So there's not a time that we're not talking to Intel about one end or the other of any kind of development and launch.
Well, guys, congratulations on the launches. What an exciting portfolio of solutions you've delivered to the marketplace. Can you point folks to a URL or other resource for more information?
www.hpe.com/servers.
Well, thank you so much, both of you, for your time today. It's been a real pleasure. Hope to get you back on the program again soon.
Thanks again for having us, Allison.
Been a pleasure.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/chipchat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.